I guess I'll just start with the cancellation of the Winter Classic hasn't been made official yet, but is that a point of leverage from the players' point of view? Because that is a big league event.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, obviously it's a huge event for both sides. You know, it's a great revenue maker, and it's a fun experience for everybody that's involved. And you know, if that ends up getting canceled, obviously it's a sad day. You know, because it is such a important event for not only the league but the players.
Days keep getting sadder with everything that keeps getting canceled as time goes by.
Yeah, you know, every day that goes by, you know, it's you know, another day that you're not going to get back, you know, as a professional hockey player. And, you know, it is tough, but, you know, we're just trying to stay strong, stay positive, you know, keep our bodies in the best shape possible. So, you know, when that time eventually does come around, we'll be ready to go.
Is there anything going on at all right now or for this weekend or next week? Anything, any signs?
No, I don't know. I can't really answer that. You know, hopefully there is. Hopefully there's some talks. It sounds like there's going to be some talks, but you know, I haven't you know, heard anything or been a part of it.
Plans for yourself change at all right now? Europe, anything, or just staying here?
No, just you know, with the whole going overseas, it's you know, it's a lot. It's more tough than people think it is. You know, especially, you know, with myself signing this new 3-year deal here. You know, insurance is pretty expensive, and you know, just talking to my agents, just more risk than reward to go over there. Obviously, I would like to, you know, go over there and, you know, have that experience. But you know, for me right now is to get ready and I guess sit back and wait for the season to start. And when it does start, you know, come in here in best shape and being healthy and getting the season ready to go.
It's only the start of November, Jim. Do you have any level of concern yet that the season may be lost?
Not the season, but I mean, when you're canceling months at a time, you know, obviously, you know, that's not a good sign. But like I said, it's been the same, you know, since they canceled the first block of games, is staying positive and just sitting back and kind of waiting for that day to come, which, you know, hopefully will come, you know, sometime soon here. But, you know, that's what we have to do right now, and that's what we are doing.
Jim, you know, going back to the Winter Classic, you're a Michigan guy. What does that mean for you as a local, for that, if it does get canceled, because it is so important for the economy in Michigan?
Yeah, you know, people love their hockey there, and when you get an event like that, you know, not just, you know, the NHL game, but there's a lot of games, you know, scheduled around there. I know there's a, you know, big college tournament that was going to be played, and you know, there's some American League games and some OHL games. So it's going to be a huge weekend for, you know, the state of Michigan and hockey town there in Detroit. And you know, I'm sure that you know, if it does get canceled, they'll get it back, you know, in the following years, and it's going to be just a you know, great event for everybody involved.
Got a Rouge Movember going?
Yeah, my beard is red. Give me 2 weeks and it will be dyed black. So
see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.